Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
All right, we are back. Welcome to the program. Johnny Dean and Professor Rick Plum here from Lucia Capital Group. We are talking today, as we did last Friday, for just a tiny little bit, and we promised we would bring this up in this hour today, because this is on the minds of a lot of people. And by the way, welcome to the program. Have I welcomed you officially? If not, this is our official welcome. We'll have it notarized a little later on. The topic at hand has to do with pension options, and whether you should take a lump sum or an annuity. If you happen to have a pension, what do? Sometimes you're offered it all in one swell swoop or fell swoop. And what do you take? Do you decide that you should take this amount? And what are you going to do with it? Are you going to be able to invest it at a better rate than if you, would you be able to give yourself the same monthly income that you would have for the rest of your life that the pension is supposedly guaranteeing? I ran across something here, Professor Plum, which I'll bring up in a moment. When a lump sum makes more sense than a pension, this person who wrote this said that they believe you are nearly always better off taking the annuity payments or the monthly amount and not a lump sum. I don't know how you feel about that.
I will disagree on about half of that comment.
Okay, all right. And again, it comes down to the old it depends question.
Very
answer,
much so.
And it comes down to the math, which means, of course, it depends on how the math works out. We won't be doing math on this program, but we'll give you some idea if you have a pension of which one you might be able to take. In some cases, it's absolutely clear-cut as to which one is better for you.
Oh, yeah.
And I think certain teachers in certain states...
I know the state that we live in, the teachers, the lump sum, unless that person is terminal and has no heirs, or has no...
No way to continue the payments.
No spousal continuation, yeah. No reason for it. Yeah, that lump sum's not a great idea.
No, it's not. And so we'll talk about this coming up here and let you know, just in general terms, how you might be able to figure this out. And you've got a couple of real-life examples I think we might be able to throw into the mix, Professor Plum. Speaking of throwing into the mix, you should be part of this. You give us a call right now. Line's open for you, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. We have emails available to you as well. Well, you have the emails. You send it to us. We'll read them and answer them here on the program. You can email us at our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com, at the Find Your Answer link. That's what you do here. You find your answer. You can also call the professor off the air. I know a lot of people do this. They take advantage of this, which is that's why we set up this particular back office line with Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. It's where you can speak with an advisor. You can talk to them about your individual situation, get into the details, which are important because everybody's situation is different. Nobody should really take generic advice, and we try not to give that on this program, although it does happen, because we can't speak to everybody's specific situation. That's why you talk to an advisor, you make an appointment to Lucia Capital Group, and they will help you out. Again, 800-644-1150. That's the number off the air. They'll be happy to speak with you about whatever is on your mind and develop a bucket strategy for you, like the kind we talk about. Okay, our number on the air, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. I ran across this, as I said a few moments ago, Professor Plum. When a lump sum makes more sense than a pension. When we talk about the pension, we're talking about the annuity payments of that pension. This person who wrote this said that companies would rather you take the lump sum and never be on the hook to pay you ever again. And then they come back and they say, but think of this all in terms of the 6% rule. Have you heard about this?
The 6% rule.
Yes. And it says, or does your pension pass the 6% test?
And they're talking about a payout test, not an actual earnings test.
Yes. If your monthly pension offer is 6% or more of the lump sum, then it may be worth considering the pension option. If it's below 6%, then you can likely do just as well or better by taking the lump sum and investing it than paying yourself each year, which is sort of like a form of a pension that you can control. You see where they're going on this?
I am. The 6% is not the number that I would use.
Well, here's how they come up with this. All right. They say, here's how the math works. Take your monthly pension offer and multiply it by 12 and then divide by the lump sum offer. So an example, $1,000 a month for life beginning at 65 or $160,000 lump sum today. Well,
that's an 8%.
They say 1,000 times 12 is 12,000 divided by 160,000 gives you 7.5%.
Okay. I need to put more decimals on my calculator.
Okay, that's okay.
7.5%, yeah. And that's right. Kind of where I would run the rule.
In this case, you would have to make approximately 7.5% per year on the $160,000 to earn a steady $12,000 a year.
No, that is a BS math
book. Okay, now that's why you need to talk about
that
this.
That is wrong.
Okay, explain why.
Well, one of them is assuming that I have that $160,000 and that to maintain $160,000 throughout the rest of my life, I have to earn 7.5% on it, or whatever number, but I end up with $160,000 when I die, regardless of when I die, whether it's 5 years from now or 50 years from now. That's not the way a pension works. If I start taking that $1,000 a month from my pension, when I die, regardless of when I die, there's nothing left. So we're not looking at the earnings rate equal to the payout rate. That's not a true statement. The only time the earnings rate and the payout rate are the same is if you're going to end up with the same amount of money as a lump sum when you die. So in this case, if you wanted to equate it to a 7.5% rate of return, you started with 160, you earn 7.5% every year, paying out $1,000 a month, which is pretty much impossible today. And then when you died, there was $160,000 left over for your heirs. That is not an apples to apples comparison with a pension, because the pension doesn't give you a lump sum when you die. So the reality is, let's take a look at that 7.5% and what would I have to earn it on it to give me the same payout that ends when I die. That's the hard part. When do you die? And so we have to make certain assumptions. Now, if you were, you know, that's probably about a 20-year break even. So if you could earn 3 or 4% on that lump sum of money, taking $1,000 a month out of it, that lump sum would be depleted, zero, about 20 years. I haven't done the math, so I can do that in a minute. But that's an apples-to-apples comparison. What do I have to earn on the lump sum to give me the same payout and be equal to the same amount, zero, when I die? Or we have to involve the survivor in this as well sometimes. So that math that they're talking about is completely bogus.
You're saying because you're going to have that amount left over.
Well, they're comparing having an amount left over. They're comparing a stream of payments with an account balance at the end equal to $160,000 to a stream of equal payments with no account balance at the end.
Yeah.
That's not an equal comparison.
Well, and that's what the annuity form of a pension is, because when you go, or sometimes your spouse, whichever, both of you, that ends. There is no leftover. You don't have, in this example, the $160,000. But what they're talking about here is taking that payout and still having the money left over. Now, they said, keep in mind, part of what a pension is doing is technically just paying you back your own money. On your own, you can withdraw 5% per year from any lump sum, even if the funds are earning nothing and the money should last 20 years, which is true.
Right. Assuming there's no cost of living allowance, yes.
Right. So what they're saying here is that using the math that they were using, the monthly amount may be a better deal long term.
Well, and that's the key. Whenever we're talking about pension options, whether we take the lump sum or the monthly payout, you have to assume that, I mean, from a math standpoint, from a financial standpoint, you have to layer in the emotions later. From a math standpoint, you have to make an assumption of how long is this payment going to last. If it's only going to last 10 years, the lump sum is almost always, not always, a better deal. But if you are going to last well into your 90s, I mean, your parents are alive doing really well. Your grandparents are still alive at 100 plus years old, both of them, and they're still running marathons. Everybody is healthy as a horse. You're as healthy as a horse. Everybody is going to live forever in your vein there. It's tough to beat the monthly payments. On the other side, if you do not have a health history that says we're going to live well into our 80s, most pensions, now not all, but most pensions are designed around the idea that it's an actuarially equivalent rate of return payout to about 82, 83, depending, 81 sometimes, 82, 83. So if you were to take over that lump sum payment and put it into an IRA,
it should be gone by the time you're gone.
And you can earn a reasonable rate of return on a payout basis. We're not talking 7.5%, 8%. We're talking 3%, maybe 4% overall on that, maybe 5% if you're better. That payment stream will deplete that lump sum by about 82, 83, give or take. So do you think that you are going to live well past that? The lean goes towards the monthly payment. Do you not think that you're going to make it that long? The lean goes towards the lump sum. So where do you fall into this situation? Now, the other side of it is, depending upon how your life is set up, especially where we've got one person that has a really nice pension and the other spouse has maybe a smaller pension, in many cases, the lump sum, even though the break-even is age 81, 82, 83, they take the lump sum on the smaller pension so they have the flexibility because they know they've got their monthly needs covered by their Social Security and the larger pension. Well, so how does it fit into your life?
That's it. So later on, we're going to take some calls when we come back, but later on, we're going to tell you a little bit more about how you might decide for yourself. Maybe you don't want to do the math. That's okay. We'll tell you, give you some general guidelines. All right, 877-PLANNER. Paul, we'll get to your question and a couple others when we come back. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, Bucket Strategy Investing.
Set it and forget it. Out of sight, out of mind. Hands off. For many investors, that's how they perceive their 401k plans. Even when they leave their jobs, they leave their 401k investments untouched. Is there more you can do for your retirement with some hands-on guidance supported by a strategy? Learn the options and potentially the advantages. Schedule a rollover review with Lucia Capital Group. Learn how easy it is to take control of your retirement by rolling a 401k into a buckets portfolio. The retirement planning advisors at Lucia Capital Group work directly with each client to develop a strategy geared to their goals. Learn how you may be able to diversify your retirement plan. Take a closer look at the fees you may be paying with an old 401k that's out of sight, out of mind. Call Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Greta is a drill instructor.
On your feet and negotiate this obstacle.
Yes, ma'am.
When it comes to training lean, mean, fighting machines, she doesn't mess around.
I do not have all day, people.
But in her free time, Greta's an amazing poet, and she knows it.
The green grass, it whispers to me like an ancient firefly.
Look at her throw those verses with confidence. But when it comes to getting a mortgage, Greta's less confident.
A little help here?
Fortunately for Greta, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so she can understand the details and know she's getting the right mortgage.
My confidence, it's returned like a jealous lover on a rainy night.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, and MLSconsumerAccess.org number 3030.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Call us, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. We'll talk later, as I said, about some more of these pension versus lump sum, or annuity, whatever, options versus lump sum. I have another example, as I gave earlier, which, Professor, you really didn't care for their example. Because
I didn't care for their math.
It's not comparing the proper...
Well, it's not comparing apples to apples.
Well, there you go. All right. So, but we'll have another one. We'll see if apples and or oranges are also compared. All right, 877-PLANNER. Get back to the phone lines, 877-752-6637. Moving next to Paul, Boston, Massachusetts. Hello, Paul.
Good morning, John. Thank you for taking my call. Hello, Rick.
Good morning.
I called last week on retiring at 62 with my daughter as a beneficiary.
Yes.
So if my birthday is in August, I turn 62 at the end of August, does my income for that year count? Or do I have to wait till the following year to retire?
Well, how much are you going to be making in that year? Because what you can do is you have a one-time movement where you can choose to look at just the monthly limit, which is 1/12 of the annual limit, for the months that you're receiving your benefits. So September, October, November, December. So if you're not making more than the monthly limit, you can start receiving it for that period of time, but you can only make the decision to use a monthly income limit instead of the annual income limit one time, one year.
Okay, so I should wait till the following January.
Well, how much are you going to be making, and when are you going to retire?
Well, I want to retire when I turn 62, so that would be August.
Fine, as long as you're not working in the months that you're receiving your Social Security, it's okay. So what you're going to do is you're going to apply in August or apply before August to have your benefits start in August. You're going to retire at the end of July. And because you retired in July and you're not receiving any income in August October, November, December, September even, there won't be, and you tell them, look, I'm retiring, so I'm using the monthly test. How much did you earn in August? Nothing. Or if you maybe you skip August and you go to September. How much did you earn in September? Nothing. So you didn't violate the earnings limit. October, November, December, you didn't earn anything in those months, therefore you can receive your benefit for that, you know, that month in that year because you chose to use the monthly limit. How much did you earn in the month that you were receiving your Social Security benefit? And if the answer is zero, you're okay. They won't look at what you earned, you know, in the first 6, 7, 8 months of the year. But you can only do it in 1 year, which is fine. You're only going to retire once.
Oh, in 1 year. So I can do it for those 3 months for that 1 year.
Right. And then the next year, they're going to look at your entire year of earnings, but you're not going to have any.
Right, right. Okay, my second question was exactly what you touched on. If I want to do, say, September 1st, when do I file for it?
If you want your benefit to be paid in September?
Yep.
Then you have to apply for an August benefit because the benefits are paid a month behind, which means you probably want to be applying in late June or in June sometime.
Okay. So is the benefit paid on the day or the beginning of the month?
Your birthday is at the end of the month, you said?
It's on the 24th, yes, August.
Okay, then your benefit check will come on the fourth Wednesday of the month.
Wednesday of the month.
I believe that's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, they're always paid on a Wednesday.
And depending on where it is.
Is it the fourth or third? I can't remember where they start, on the first week or the second week. But you're in the last payment section, because if you're born like first through the 10th, you get paid on the first or second Wednesday. And then the 11th through the 20th.
It's like this.
Wednesday. Either the first, second, third Wednesday, or the second, third, fourth Wednesday of the month.
And I should apply 2 to 3 months before?
Probably 2 months ahead.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you again. I'm sure before then I'll have more questions.
Well, you're more than welcome to call anytime, Paul, and it's nice to hear the different questions and scenarios that are presented, especially with regard to Social Security. So thanks very much for the call. We appreciate it. Now, what Paul was talking about and what Professor Plum was mentioning, whether you explicitly or implicitly, was the idea of the earnings test with regard to Social Security, which we've talked about many times. Social Security is meant to be a retirement plan, or a retirement payment, retirement. It's almost like a pension in many ways. And if you're still working below full retirement age, below your full retirement age, they don't consider you to be retired. So if you're receiving your Social Security payments and you're working and earning W-2 wages or net self-employment income, if you earn anything above, we'll call it $17,000, they start to yank back some of that Social Security. You got to give it back. And eventually, if you make enough money, you're going to wind up giving all of your Social Security back, and they'll put it off, and
it's as if you didn't
receive it at all. Now, what he was talking about, Professor Plum, was the fact that he's going to retire at age 62 in August.
Very few people retire on December 31st.
No.
And so we run into this when somebody's retiring before full retirement age, sometime mid-year, and they're worried about the earnings test. You know, they may have made $50,000 between, or $100,000 between January and July, and then they're going to start their benefit in August, and they think, well, I'm way over the earnings limitations. But there is a one-time change to going from an annual test, and the annual test is 16920, to a monthly test, which I believe is
$1,310.
Right.
You're saying.
So as long as in the months that you're receiving a benefit, you're not earning more than $1,310, that's the 2017 number, it's not a give back, even though you made a bunch of money before you started receiving your Social Security. Now, you can't do that each and every year. You have 1 year you can select, only 1 year you can select the monthly test. And then after that, they will always do the annual test. So in the year that you retire, that's the year most everybody just says, hey, by the way, I'm retiring, you know, January 2nd. I'm going to start my benefits in August. I'm retiring September. Mm-hmm. I'm start my benefits in October. Whatever the case is, the earnings before you retired have no bearing. They're only going to look at, as long as you elect the monthly test, they're only going to look at the months that you're receiving a benefit compared to what you're earning in those months, not prior months.
Right. You could, up time you got, as you just said, as you, up to the time you receive your first Social Security check, maybe you earned $116,920. And, of course, obviously, once again, you're way over that. But it's not going to matter because you've cut off work at that point. And then they'll look and they'll say, do you have to actually go in and make this option? Is this something that you have to do yourself?
I don't think most people know that you... Well, and I think that Social Security, most of the time, is smart enough that they... I'm giving them credit. Make sure you ask them. If you're below full retirement age for every month of the year, especially if you're below for every month of the year, but if you're below full retirement age when you apply for your benefit and you quit, and then you have your benefit start, make sure they know that you're retired.
Yeah, but how many people know about this, I wonder?
I think as long as Social Security asks you, when did you retire? You say, I retired last month.
Right.
Or I'm retiring on August 31st, and my benefit's set to start in September. Social Security, I hope, would automatically go, okay, we're going to use the monthly test this month. Don't worry about it.
Well, you would hope so.
And it is for somebody born in the last third of the month, the fourth Wednesday.
Okay, so you are paid Social Security payments on Wednesdays, the second Wednesday of the month, Wednesday of the month, or the fourth Wednesday of the month, depending on which third of the month you were born.
First, third, middle, third, last third.
That's it. All right. Good. Okay. Thank you for that. All right, we got more to talk about. We got room on the phones. Did you get all that?
Unless you started receiving your benefit prior to 1997, then you're paying towards the first Friday.
Forget it. 877 Planner, PLANNER. Coming back with more Bucket Strategy.
Lucia Capital Group asked what you feel are your greatest financial fears.
I'm worried about outliving our money.
Another market crash.
Taxes in our retirement.
While we may share concerns about saving, investing, and retiring, we each have a unique financial fingerprint and our own individual concerns.
We always worry about the national economy.
Inflation, healthcare costs.
Because every investor has their own challenges, Lucia Capital Group customizes a strategy for each client that addresses their specific goals and needs. At Lucia Capital Group, we understand fears of outliving your money, market volatility, and inflation. Learn how a bucket strategy can be designed to help address your concerns. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150 or click contact us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. How has retirement planning changed for a nation of baby boomers? We are a generation that needs to rely on ourselves and take control of our retirement plans. The Employee Benefit Research Institute calculates 28% of all retirees had traditional pensions in 1979. 30 years later, that number dropped to 3%. Just 3% of retirees could rely on pension plans for retirement income. At Lucia Capital Group, we customize retirement strategies for baby boomers, aware of the unique challenges of this generation. You may live 30 years or more in retirement. A Lucia Capital Group bucket strategy is designed to meet the needs boomers have today and the many years you may live in retirement. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click free portfolio review at wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Hey, Dad, ready for golf?
Hi, son. I'm not sure I'm going to make it today. My arthritis is acting up this morning.
Dad, have you tried Blue Emu?
Have I tried what?
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Works fast, penetrates deep, relieves pain in your achy muscles and joints.
But I don't want to smell like a medicine chest.
You won't. Blue Emu's non-greasy and odor-free.
In that case, let's play 36 today.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Planner. It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. That's us taking your calls. Got some folks on hold, and of course, we will take everybody's phone call. So if you're on hold, just stick around, make sure you're there, and we will answer these questions for you. We got some more emails coming up, too. Well, we will continue a little bit later on this discussion about lump sums and pension options and all that stuff. That's coming up. I did say some more of your emails, and then next hour, something really fun, which I've lost, so I'll tell you about it later. It was such a good idea, too, and I just lost it. All right, anyway. All right, we'll talk about it. Just the mystery topic coming up. But back to the phone lines, 877-PLANNER, Jay, Atlanta, Georgia. Hi, Jay. Oh, is he gone?
Okay, gone.
Well, then let's move to, let's see, let's try John in Abilene, Texas. John, are you there?
I am, sir. How are you?
Doing well. How are you today?
Doing all right. Thanks for taking my call. I'm actually driving in the direction of San Diego, so who knows, I might even be able to hear me better as the conversation goes on.
Well, you never know. If it's a long question, we might be able to just finish it up here in person.
That's a long question.
So two quick questions for you. One is, I'm 51, and my wife is 49, and I am, when I get my Social Security, whatever you call those things, those planning statements or whatever, they kind of give you three tiers that you could your Social Security benefit would be. And obviously, if you pick it at 62, it's less than if you pick it at 67, it's even more.
Right.
Is there an online tool that can say, if I take the risk of saying I'm at least going to live to this age, that this would be the right time to take my benefit? Do you understand my question?
Yeah, there are some online tools. They're not through the Social Security Administration. There's different Social Security analyzers. We use one here. We have a program to just do the basic math in doing it. But it has to do with, you know, how long do you have to live to make waiting for that higher benefit pay off? Obviously, if you wait until 70 to get a higher payment, that higher payment is about 78% higher. The age 70 benefit compared to the age 62 benefit is, you know, almost double. It's about 78% higher. But if you die at age 72, you didn't recoup the cost of what you could have been getting for 8 years. So there's a break-even age out there, and, you know, there's different ways to look at it. What kind of cost of living adjustments do you want to assume? What kind of earnings rates do you want to assume? And there are analyzers out there that will show you, you know, you probably have to pay for them, to do the full analysis to show you under the different scenarios, how long do you have to live to make this scenario work better than this scenario, than this one, than this one. But it's just, it is pretty much math, and it is, from what I have worked on, you know, it's out there a little ways. So what's your life expectancy? What do you think?
The way that we're modeling for our nest egg, we're thinking that I could live to 90 and she could live to 95. And if we end up living less, that just means more money for our kids or grandkids.
Right, but when it comes to claiming on Social Security, to be able to, I mean, if you're going to wait until 70, that means you're going to be drawing down your portfolio more so from your retirement date to age 70 than you would have otherwise drawn down. So if you die at age 80, 78, 80, if you both were killed by a drunk driver, there's actually less for the heirs because the Social Security stops because neither one of you are left. And so you've used your portfolio more heavily in the early years. And so we have to weigh into the fact that you got to have to live, and because it will affect the legacy for the heirs if you die too soon. Now, it's always a chance that you're going to die too soon by some type of accident. But if one of you lives till 95, I mean, the idea is if one of you actually does live till 95, there's a clear-cut case that whoever has the larger benefit between the two of you, either you or your spouse, should wait until age 70 to take their benefit. Then the next one is, do you want to bet that both of you live that long? You said 90 for you, 95 for her. So because of 95 for her, I would say whoever's got the larger one postpones until 70. Because in every math equation I've worked through, that's past the break-even point by a ways.
A long way.
I do have the larger one by a considerable amount over my wife. So, and again, this, you're right, it is math, and I do have to take the risk on when we die. But if I have the larger benefit, she has the much smaller benefit. I guess that just all has to go into the model to figure out, maybe take hers sooner and then defer mine to 70 if possible.
Right. If possible, you defer yours till 70, because that makes the most sense for her age 95 benefit, because your benefit then is the one that continues on for as long as either one of you is alive. And if it continues on until she's 95, you would have been, what is it, 97. Or, you know, so that's clearly past the break even. Now, taking hers early, yeah, we could argue that one or not. I mean, it might be nice to get a little bit of money coming in early. Unfortunately, you're too young to do a restricted application, so you will have to go cold turkey all the way until age 70. But it's, you know, and then you make those assumptions. Take yours at 70. Take hers whenever she retires, or 60, say, or whatever age you want to take it, and from 62 on, and model that, put that into your modeling, and say, okay, because we're taking hers, that means instead of $8,000 a month, we only need, you know, $7,300 a month. I don't know what the numbers would be. But you work it into the plan.
I got you. I have one other question. You guys may not want to answer it because I think it's more political than mathematics. So right now in my Social Security statement, maybe in the same one that you guys get, it's a 62, 67, and 70-year-old tier for receiving benefits, right?
Correct.
And they give you an amount, and obviously they say in the fine print, because of the government, and they have coercive power and it's a program and not a contract, that they can change the benefit at any time for any reason. Should I plan on the benefit being changed, or should I plan on more maybe the retirement age being pushed out for somebody my age?
I don't expect them to push the retirement age for somebody who's 51. You're kind of just past where I would expect them to implement it. The last time they pushed the retirement age out, they pushed it out on people who were 45 or younger at the time of enactment of the law. So whether they do or not, obviously I can't control Congress. I don't even think they can control themselves. But it's a matter of, I don't think, this is opinion, I don't think they're going to change it on you. You're getting close enough, you know, to that retirement age that I don't think that they're going to mess much with you. Now, when you do look at your Social Security statement, one of the things I would look at doing is reducing it by a couple hundred bucks a month to basically cover your Medicare premiums. So you say, if I'm receiving $3,000 a month, I'm only going to count $2,800 of it, because the other 100, well, that's a little bit higher than the current premiums, but hey, by then it won't be. I'm just going to assume that I'm going to pay some of, you know, my Medicare premiums out of that. So I'm going to assume cash flow wise a net check of less than the projected benefit. Now, I think that's a conservative way to do it, because I do expect if you continue to work that benefit will actually increase as you get closer to that 62, 67 age. And remember, you can take it at any month after 62 to 70. They're only showing you three basic key ages: the earliest date you can take it, your full retirement age, and the latest date that you should apply for it. But you still have all those other months in between. But I would discount it just from the Medicare premium side, but everything else I think is realistic for somebody in their 50s or older.
Okay, and even for my wife at 49?
She's pretty close. Her benefit, you said, is quite a bit smaller. I don't see them really hurting her that much, but you know, if you want to discount a little bit, you could. And we're going to know well in advance of your actual retirement date. So if you were to, if you plan on it the way it is today, and then they change it 2 or 3 years from now, you still have time to make adjustments. But if they change it 15 years from now, they're not going to change it on you, because by that time you're 65. So unless they change it in the very near future, they're not going to change it on either one of you. And I don't see them changing this aspect of it in the next 4, 5, 8 years. I mean, pick a number there. So I think you're fairly safe. If I'm wrong, they're going to make the changes fairly soon, and then you'll have time to adjust. They're not going to make the changes 10 years from now when you're 59 and 61.
Too politically dangerous for that.
Yeah. For them.
Yeah, for them, correct. Yeah, I wouldn't
I'd go on what they're showing right now. I'd reduce it a little bit for Medicare, And I would not include much of a cost of living adjustment in my projections.
Just because?
Not because I don't believe they're not going to have cost of living adjustments. I just believe that the Medicare premiums are going up and eating up most of the cost of living benefit increases anyway.
Yeah.
Can I ask you guys one more question, though?
Yeah, very quickly. We're almost at a break here. Go ahead.
Okay. So when I get my statement, it says this is what you will get at 62, 67, or 70.
Right.
Does that assume that I keep working till 65, or is that a benefit frozen in time such that if I won the lottery tomorrow, that's what I could expect at 62, 67, or 70?
No, that assumes that you keep working until 62, 67, or 70. They each assume you continue working until that date.
Yeah, that you're working and making whatever it is that you're making right now.
So if you were to quit today, those benefit projections would be off and you would receive less at those ages.
Hey, I got to take a break. If you have any other questions, John, hold on. We can talk to you off the air. We also got John in Sacramento, Mike in Las Vegas, and we'll see about some others. We'll get to everybody. So don't go away. Just a quick break here. We're going to come back with more. Everybody's question will be answered. Whatever the topic is perfectly fine with us. We're here to help you out. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. Bucket Strategy Investing continues. We're coming right back with more right after this.
How much time do you spend worrying about money? A recent survey by a major investment firm found that on average, investors spend an hour and 20 minutes each day worrying about money. That adds up to 475 hours a year. And what exactly are we stressing about? Respondents to the survey said their top three concerns are a catastrophic event using up their retirement funds, living longer, and their retirement funds not keeping up with inflation. If your financial fears are causing you to worry hundreds of hours each year, spend 1 hour in a complimentary consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. If you're concerned about outliving your money or the threat of inflation, turn to the experience and guidance of a Lucia Capital Group retirement strategist. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. 1150, or schedule a consultation by clicking Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
If you've recently left a job or retired, you may have left behind a 401k that you haven't thought about in years. How do you know if that account is still right for your retirement goals? How do you know if the fees are fair? How do you know what an IRA may offer that your old 401k may not? The retirement planning strategist at Lucia Capital Group help you get answers and guidance for your retirement plan. Schedule a rollover review and learn what options may be available for rolling over your 401k. You don't have to make your most important financial decisions through websites and calculators. You can work hand in hand with a Lucia Capital Group advisor who can explain the process to you personally and handle all the paperwork for you. Call for a personalized rollover review, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available.
What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Is Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plunk. Got folks on hold, so we're going to take care of everybody. Well, we've got another hour, too, coming up next hour. We have not yet finished this discussion on pension options, but we'll take calls first because, quite frankly, I think callers are more interesting than we are, although we had some darn good stuff to say about that. Pension options. So, Professor Plum, let's keep those pencils sharpened for next hour, and we'll keep doing those. 877 Planner. Let's move next to, we'll do these in order, Mike in Las Vegas. Hello, Mike.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Doing great.
I'm calling. I'm 60 years old. I'm planning probably retiring in about at 62. I have two annuities. I also have a pension. I also have a PERS, so I was wondering, I should probably hold off on filing for Social Security till as late as I can.
How long are you going to live?
Hopefully till about 90.
Well, if you're really going to make it till 90, there is a financial aspect to it that says, yes, waiting will do better for you over that life expectancy, the next 30 years, than taking it early. Especially if you don't need the money right away, you will have a better, you know, financial income starting at age 70 by a significant margin as long as you live long enough. 90 is long enough.
Okay. So I should basically collect on the all the other options first before I think about.
Well, assuming that they don't take draconian hits in taking it early, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Also, I have a if. I know you had another program you had said about selling. If we sold our house and we made an $80,000 profit on it, is it that you said that's don't take taxes out on it?
Well, the house that you're selling it is the house you live in,
right?
Have you always lived in this house since you've owned it?
Yep.
Yeah. In fact, you've been in it more than 2 years, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could run that number, that $80,000 number up to $250,000 if you're single, $500,000 if you're married, and still not pay taxes.
Okay. So if we move to another state, we can just basically take that money and...
Yep, you can do whatever you want with it. Whether you move to another state or don't move to another state, when you sell a property that's your primary residence, it's always been your primary residence, you've lived in it for more than 2 years, and the gain is less than $250 per spouse, it's a non-event from taxes, and there's no requirement that you buy another house. There's no requirement that you do anything special with the money. You just take it and say thank you and do whatever you want from there forward.
Yep.
Awesome. I want to make sure on that.
Yeah, no problem. It's always good to check. Does that help you out?
Yeah. Yes, definitely. I appreciate it.
Mike, thank you for the call. One of the great tax breaks we got
First,
way back,
get a bunch of gain in your house.
Well, that's true. Way back in the late 90s, there was a couple of years there where they were just absolutely benevolent. They gave us Roth IRAs, and they gave us this.
Basically, the same year, same election cycle.
Yes, it was. Wow. All right, let's move along to another John. Yeah, this one in John in Sacramento. Hi, John.
Hello, sir. How are you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
Okay, I have a question. When I did my taxes for 2016. I discovered or realized that I failed to declare a sale of stock back in 2015. And I told this to the guy, the expert, who did my taxes, that I failed to declare the sale of stock in 2015. And he told me, don't worry, let the IRS send me a letter. Just saying, you owe us this much. Was that good advice or not?
It's advice. I mean, sure. You've got two courses of two ways to go right now. You could either file an amended return showing the sale, or you're probably going to get a letter in the not too distant future, and they will probably cross anyway, which is probably why the accountant was telling you this. And the IRS has matched up a 1098 or 1099 and saying, hey, he didn't report it, so we're going to send him a letter saying he owes us more money. When you get that letter, they're going to assume that you probably owe a lot more taxes than you do. You just adjust, make sure that they report the right amount, and send it in. Now they will hit you with penalties and interest, and so it'll be a little bit more interest than you would otherwise pay by doing a 1099 by doing an amended return. But like I said, they're probably going to cross in the mail anyway. So I mean, I don't think it's horrible advice. I mean, when the stock that you sold, how long had you owned the stock?
Oh, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Maybe a little bit more than a year or under a year.
But it was bought in like 2013 or 14.
I don't know.
Okay.
I can't remember.
Do you know how much the total sale proceeds were from the sale?
It was a small account. It wasn't
like $1,000?
I don't know.
Okay, because I'm just wondering, you know, how much gain did you actually have, and, you know, how much work do you want to go through to fix it right now until you get the letter? So, I mean, like I said, there's two courses of action. You either amend the return and show the right amount and pay the taxes on an amended return, or you wait for them to send you the letter and pay the taxes then with a slight, a little bit more interest. Not a whole lot, but a little bit more interest.
Would that be a penalty in that also?
I'm trying to remember the form, and there might be a slight penalty, but hey, the penalty's already there.
Yeah.
Now, I when I did my 2015 taxes, I did it online, so I would just have to go back to that website that I did it online and do the amended section, correct?
Yeah, you can look into doing that if it doesn't charge you anything. But like I said, they're probably going to start catching it pretty quick, and they're going to send you the bill in the not too distant, so you may even cross in the mail. And if it's a very, very, very small gain, I'd want to go back to the 1099B and see how much gain there was. If it was a gain of like $5, I'm not too worried about it. If it's a gain of $5,000, or, you know, then I'm going to probably do something about it. But it's not that the advice that you got was, that's one way to go. There's other ways to go, but is which one's better? I don't know.
Right. Actually, I think maybe it was a loss, I think. It might have been a loss.
Well, if it's a loss, then wait for them to...
Yeah.
Well, I would want to make sure they caught me, though.
Of course, yeah, because when they catch it, then...
But if they don't catch it, or they don't send him a letter,
how do you...
then he doesn't get to take the
loss. No, that's the thing, because it's too... Yeah.
I might wait. If it's a loss, I might wait until...
Such time as they...
Just before the close of the 15 tax year, and if they haven't caught it by
then
I'm
going to
do the amended return and get my loss and get a refund.
Hey, John, I got to close this hour. If you need some more help, hold on. We'll talk to you during the top of the hour news in a minute or so. Interesting. All right. Well, we're out of time, as I said. We got another hour coming up. Hang on one second. If you need to talk to Professor Plum or any Lucia Capital Group advisor, off the air, they've set up an off-air number, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. Yeah, another hour just ahead. More Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.